Let me out! Let me out! Emma's throat was ragged from shouting. Her hands throbbed from pounding her fists against the metal door. Let me out! She had woken with a jolt several hours earlier, covered in sweat, Kate's name upon her lips, to find herself alone in a strange room. She didn't question the fact that it was no longer night, that she was no longer in the clearing. She didn't even wonder where she now was. None of that mattered. She'd been abducted. She was a prisoner. She had to escape. It was that simple. Let me out! The first thing she'd done, after trying the door and confirming that it was indeed locked, had been to inspect her cell to see if it offered any obvious means of escape. It hadn't. The walls, floor, and ceiling were made from large blocks of black stone. The three small windows, too high up for Emma to reach, showed nothing but blue sky. Besides that, there was the bed on which she'd woken, really just a mattress and a few blankets, and some food. A plate of flatbread, bowls of yogurt, and yellow-brown hummus, some burned, unidentifiable meat, a clay jug of water. The food and water Emma had hurled out a window in a fit of pride and anger, an act she was now regretting, as she was both hungry and very, very thirsty. Let me out! Emma leaned exhausted against the door. She felt the urge to sink to the floor, put her face in her hands and sob. But then she thought of Kate, her older sister, and of hearing Kate's voice as Rourke had carried her across the clearing. Their sister had returned from the past only to die right in front of them, and Michael, though he was keeper of the Book of Life, had been unable to bring her back, leading Emma to question what, then, was the point in having something called the Book of Life. But she had heard Kate's voice. That meant Michael must have succeeded. Kate was alive, and knowing Kate was out there somewhere meant there was no way, like 0.0000% chance, that Emma was just going to sit down and cry. Let me out! Her forehead was still pressed against the cold metal of the door, and she was screaming directly into it, feeling the vibrations as she struck the door with her fists. Let me! Emma stopped. She held her breath. The whole time she'd been hitting the door and screaming, she'd been met with total thundering silence. But now she heard something. Footsteps. They were faint and somewhere far below her, but they were growing louder. Emma backed away from the door and looked about for a weapon, cursing herself once again for throwing the clay jug out the window. The footsteps grew even louder, a heavy, rhythmic thud, thud, thud. Emma decided that when the door opened, she would rush past whoever it was. Wasn't Michael always saying something about the element of surprise? If only her big toe didn't hurt so bad. She was pretty sure she'd broken it, kicking the stupid door. The footsteps had stopped just outside her room, and there was the metallic rasp of a bolt being slid back. Emma tensed and got ready to spring.